In America, you have a right to be stupid.
I mean, I do think at a certain point, you've made enough money.
$100 billion, $1 trillion.
Come on!
If you got a business, you didn't build that. Somebody else made that happen.
Listen to reason.
We're lending money we don't have to kids who will never be able to pay it back, to train them for jobs that don't exist anymore.
My faith has really allowed me to overcome a lot of things and hard work. You know, nothing comes easy.
We're so focused on getting into the corner office, we forgot how to build a corner office.
There's a clear cause and effect here that is as neat and predictable as a law of physics. As government expands, liberty contracts.
Finding real answers to form real solutions for a better America. KLZ 560 presents Rush to Reason. Here's your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Happy Monday, everybody. It is Columbus Day and the Trump train. And yes, it's Columbus Day. We'll talk about that as we go through the day today, but I appreciate each and every one of you listening. Hope you had a great weekend. It is an absolutely beautiful fall day here in Colorado. So if you've not been outside, which most of you probably have been by now, get outside and enjoy it. Again, it is absolutely gorgeous. But yes, today is Columbus Day. You'll notice traffic being a little bit lighter. Banks are closed. It's interesting that those folks that really don't want to celebrate Columbus Day will still take the day off, even though their government opposes Columbus Day. I always find that ironic. They'll take it off and celebrate it, but they don't believe in it. Sort of like folks that take off for Christmas that don't believe in it either. But whatever, we'll get to that later in the year as well. Impossible question of the day, which as I read this one, I knew the answer right off the bat. I won't cheat and look ahead, but guarantee you I know the answer. I bet Charlie does as well. Answer this on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. 64%. So think of this. 64% of people in the United States of America own at least one product made by this company. So 64% of people in the United States of America own at least one product made by this company. And to me, this was an easy answer. Just think of a company that's worth $2 trillion today, and you'll most likely have the answer. Really, this one actually for me wasn't that difficult. And no, this doesn't mean that you're a believer in their product. It's just typically you own, you know, at least 65% roughly of people in the United States own at least one of their products, whether you believe in them or not. Answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. I'm not going to give you any answers. I know the answer already. No, I didn't look ahead. I just got it right off the bat because I knew it. Charlie, any thoughts? Charlie has no thoughts. Come on, Charlie, no thoughts? None? Charlie has none. I'm surprised at that. Okay, I'll give you the answer tomorrow, but you guys can answer that on the KLZ 560 Facebook page. Also, I know this maybe isn't news to a lot of you, but it is to geeks like me and Charlie. 2 days this year, tomorrow and Wednesday, 13th and 14th, Amazon Prime Day. So if there's something that you've been looking to buy, maybe you've been putting it off, typically, not always, but typically on Prime Day, there's great deals throughout the 2 days. Now, typically in the past, and I have not looked to see exactly how this is going to work this year, but typically in the past, there's deals that come up on like an hourly or so much time frame basis. Might be an hour, might be two. And the idea is to get you to kind of be looking at things on Amazon all the way through Prime Day. Now, this year it runs 2 days. I don't know whether that's because of COVID and the fact you can't go to the retail store as much as you once did, or if Amazon is just capitalizing more on Prime Day and they got more vendors in, you know, more sellers involved in it. I don't know what the situation is, but it's 2 days this year. Normally it's 1 day. And we have one quick segment before we go to Jarrett Stepman at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk about Columbus Day and the fact that there's certain people out there that want to eliminate Columbus Day. But maybe what I should ask real quick and see if anybody calls in, what's the best thing you bought on Prime Day? 303-477-5600. Charlie, do you have an answer? Is there anything really spectacular you got on Prime Day, or is it just knickknacks over the years? He's just saying, yeah, knickknacks over the years. I think for me, same situation. I don't know if there's any one huge purchase that I've got on Prime Day where I just said, yeah, that was well worth it. I think it's just a lot of little things. I do think, so it was either last year or the year before, I can't remember which, Fire Stick. I actually went out, I've got an older TV, so I wanted to modernize it, got the Fire Stick. If you don't know what that is, go look it up for yourself. But I got a Fire Stick, and I think, Charlie, when I got them on Prime Day, they were half off, which they're normally like $50, $49.99 is what they normally sell for. These were half price. They're like $24.99, which was actually a really good deal for a Fire Stick. So those are the sorts of things you'll find on Prime Day. No, I'm not advertising for Amazon, and no, I don't get paid. But if you're kind of a techie guy or you like things around the house and so on, it's sort of like if you've ever signed up for the treasure truck, or some of you maybe have or haven't, I do. It's sort of like the treasure truck for 2 days straight, all day long. They just have deals that continue to come down the pike that you can participate in. So just a side note, Amazon Prime Day is tomorrow and the next. All right. Without further ado, most of you by now have probably already figured out that Kevin Polis, yes, I know his name is Jared, which you heard on Hickenlooper's ad earlier. He sounds like such a nice guy endorsing Hickenlooper. They're both just nice guys, aren't they? Not. Kevin does it again. The statewide mask order is in effect for another 30 days. Keep in mind, we have no data to support that we should be doing this. Nothing is, I mean, yes, we have cases that have ticked up. But we really aren't overloading the hospitals by any stretch of the imagination. Keep in mind, folks, way back when, the idea was slow the spread, flatten the curve, slow the spread, flatten the curve, slow the spread, flatten the curve. That's what we heard over and over and over again. Which, by the way, we've done all of. We not only slowed the spread, we darn near stopped the spread. We had not only flattened the curve, but it went the other direction. It went down. Yes, we've had some uptick because of things going on, school starting, you know, CU and some things along those lines, which again we've talked about in shows past. They're a bunch of nothing. It's nada, folks. A lot to do about nothing. But according to the folks that are supplying Polis with all of his information, we really need to be concerned. We have to keep wearing masks. It's the only way we can keep the spread down. Which, by the way, folks, is just a bunch of nonsense. And I know there's a lot of you conservatives that disagree with me on that. Problem is, none of you can find any factual data to prove me otherwise. Because it doesn't exist. It's just big feel-good measure is all it is. If you're going to get COVID, you're going to get COVID. I'll give you an example. The NFL. Some of the finest, if not the finest, athletes in the world. These guys are watched, monitored, and babysat. Yes, babysat. Almost 24/7, especially with COVID going on. If you really want to say they live in a bubble, it's probably as close to a bubble you could live in that there is when it comes to athletes. These guys are like, and I'm not trying to compare athletes to cows, but when it comes to stock, which, by the way, those players are, they are stock, they are inventory in an owner's portfolio. They are guarded with as much possible ability to guard them as possible, including COVID. With all of what I just said, we now have to postpone games, i.e. Broncos and Patriots, because one person on the team gets COVID. In fact, Cam Newton had COVID. My point is this. These guys are being protected, watching what they do on a regular basis. Yeah, they're sweaty. Yeah, they're out on the field. Yeah, they're interacting. I get all of that. But the reality is they are being watched and managed and maintained as much as any human beings on the planet could be. And guess what? They're still getting it. So if you think for 1 second that Kevin Polis's mask mandate is going to protect you, think again. It's not. It's just one gigantic feel-good measure and another way for our governor to keep the economy shut down. That's it, folks. No other reason. If he or any of his staff would love to come on air and debate me and tell me otherwise, I would love to chat. The other thing I would tell anybody that would come on air and chat with me is this. Their director of health that gave us all of these reports and still continues to advise the governor is the same guy that said that the United States of America would have 4 million deaths. 4 million. That's what this guy's prediction was. We're not even close to that, folks. In fact, if you look at the real numbers of COVID, of the 210,000 roughly that have died, which, by the way, it's comorbidity is 94% of who's died. So if you look at just the 6% of the 210, 10% is 21,000. 5% would be around, what, 11,500. So 6% is what, 13, 14,000 people? I'm doing the math on top of my head. Roughly 14, 15,000 people out of the 210 died of COVID only. Folks, that's minuscule. And yet we've still got states, Colorado being one of them, where we've shut down in economies for nothing. Because it's politics is really what it comes down to. And that's what Kevin Polis is doing at this point in time. So we'll come back. We'll talk more about that. Jared Stepman going to join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk about Columbus Day at that time. Purify Chevrolet is coming up next. If you want to buy a new car, in fact, if you want to sell a car, we heard Friday from Bob out there that if you've got a late model Corvette you'd like to sell or any other type of sports car, they are looking for that car. So they sell these cars year-round, not just in the summer months. So if you've got a car you want to sell, they'll buy. On the same token, they've got some good used ones, new ones coming in as well, and a lot full of new and used product for you as well. Keep in mind, there's a really great deal on a used 2020 Colorado Z71 with the diesel engine, which is the same vehicle I drive. Fabulous vehicle, by the way. It's $38,250 if you mention Rush to Reason. Check it out, pure4chevrolet.com, or give them a call, 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purefoy. You know, being in business for 6 decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purefoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purefoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Golden Eagle Financial is next. Al Smith wants to help you with your financial future. And it's about planning, you know, but it's also about action, making sure that you can get there, making sure that once you're there and you may be there, how do you stay there? And then on top of that, what's your purpose? A lot of folks in retirement really struggle with what do they do in life. Al can help you with that as well. KLZradio.com or call him directly at 303-744-1128.
In order to make informed decisions about your financial planning, you need to find your purpose in retirement. As a chartered financial consultant and the founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith isn't a life coach, but he does believe that your finances should fulfill a purpose. Too many people focus exclusively on accumulating more wealth without considering how they want to spend their time. One of Al's clients rebuilds churches damaged by hurricanes in Texas and Florida. Another client drives veterans to their doctor's appointments. One retired lady hunts black bears with a bow and arrow. Another gentleman creates beautiful wooden bowls. How you plan to spend your time should determine how you invest your money. That's the difference between wealth accumulation and retirement planning. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial today at klzradio.com/money. Find your purpose in retirement. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors and SEC-registered investment advisor.
Folks, Barber's Foods. I get questions on this periodically when I'm out and about. Is it really as good as you say? They'll ask me. I'm like, yeah, it's actually probably better than I say because your taste buds don't lie. That's the best way for me to explain it. And I mean that anything I've eaten from Barber's Foods, it is literally the best meat I've ever eaten. Pork, beef, chicken, bison, salmon, which, by the way, you can get your salmon order in right now, and you need to get that fresh salmon that's going to be coming out of Alaska here in the next few weeks. Get that done today at barbersfoods.com. And don't forget, every order, if you use beef at checkout, you get 2 pounds of free ground Wagyu with every order. So use beef at checkout. That's barbersfoods.com.
Barber's Foods has been feeding Colorado families the highest quality protein since 1949, sourced from farm, ranch, and fishing families that they know personally. In September and October, Barber's Foods is proud to offer your family wild-caught Alaskan sockeye fillets, caught by their own fishermen who personally catch the salmon in the Bristol Bay of Alaska in a boat that they own and operate. Go to barbersfoods.com to pre-order your Alaskan salmon fillets. And while you're there, check out the Morgan Ranch Wagyu, Colorado-sourced USDA choice beef and bison, Beeler's non-GMO gestation, crate-free Duroc pork, and Pittman Farms family air-chilled chicken products. Stock up now and save 5% off your entire order with the code SAVE5. You care where your food comes from. So buy your proteins from Barber's Foods, 100% Colorado native owned. Barbersfoods.com.
The Mike Gallagher Show.
He's your happy conservative warrior.
The result of the Democrats packing the court. They will take your show off the air and any opposing viewpoint.
If anybody doubts what Nancy is saying isn't 100% possible, look what they've done on social media in terms of deplatforming speech they don't agree with.
Breaking news and what to make of it.
Don't miss the next Mike Gallagher Show.
Mike Gallagher, weekday mornings at 8 on KLZ 560.
God, country, reason. Now back to John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. By the way, I've got some COVID data that Joe gave me. By the way, I met Joe for lunch today, and thank you, Joe. Had a great time, and I really enjoy meeting a lot of you listeners. Speaking of which, Novus Auto Glass in Colorado Springs this past weekend, we were there, and I do want to say thank you to them for having us out, and thanks to all of you that came by, said hi. I met a lot of people I've not met in the past. Some of you I've texted or I've emailed back and forth with, but didn't have the ability to put a face with a name until Saturday. So thank you all for coming out. I do appreciate it very much. It was a great day at Novus Auto Glass. And as we have those events where we're out and about, we'll let you know more about those on the front side like we did with Nova, so you can be out there. And we do appreciate them having us out. But a look at the world-o-meter data for the U.S. state shows a very interesting anomaly with regard to historic versus current COVID fatality rates. So states that initially had high COVID fatality rates, i.e. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, and so on, and have cumulative death rates in the excess of 1,200 per million, by the way, that's 2 times the national average, are now showing daily fatality figures in the single digits, far below daily death rates of states that have far lower cumulative fatality rates. So for example, New York at 1,716 cumulative deaths per million, 3 times the national average, now reporting just 6 daily deaths per day, versus California with 419 cumulative deaths per million population, but now reporting 66 daily deaths. Joe says, could it be that the reason is the initial unchecked spread in those states both killed off the most vulnerable in their populations and also achieved some level of herd immunity for the survivors, leaving behind a population that's both far less likely to become infected or die from the virus? And I think Joe is spot on. Answer is yes and yes. I believe that wholeheartedly. You're seeing that with the data. And I've said this, and I will continue to say this, and I wish our governor would say this, but he can't, because if he did, it wouldn't support the policies and the movements that he's making when it comes to COVID-19. And what I mean by that is I wish they would quit saying, and I really wish in the debates, even Mike Pence would have said this. It's not that I don't care about the science, because we do care about the science, but I don't want us to believe in the science. I want us to believe in the data that backs up the science. For example, I told you earlier in the last segment that our individual, I'll be nice, our individual, our doctor that's informing Polis here in Colorado, from the health department, he's giving, Jared the worst case scenario times 10, probably times 1,000. Because that's just what this guy believes. he's not following the data. The data, in other words, doesn't back up what, in the case of Colorado and our illustrious doctor that's informing our governor of, the data doesn't back up what the doctor's saying. So I'm not saying don't believe the science. What I'm saying is I want the data to back up the science. And if the data doesn't back up the science, maybe the science is wrong. Has anybody ever questioned that? But nobody would dare say what I just said, because we wouldn't dare say science is ever wrong. But guess what, guys? It's wrong a lot. It's been wrong on the theory of evolution. It's been wrong on all sorts of things, not just on COVID. Yet, we look at scientists as they're some sort of God. We look at these doctors that are talking about the science as some sort of God. They're not. They're neither. And it's heresy to ever say that they're wrong, but yet the data says they are. The data doesn't back up what any of these guys predicted, all the way from the almighty Fauci down. These guys are, the science is wrong, folks. That's all I'm going to say. The science is wrong. Early on, did we need to believe them? Yes, because nobody knew what was going to happen. You can't be dumb, and we weren't, by the way, as a country. We Trump closed the borders. Wouldn't allow flights in from China, where we knew that's where things were coming from. Lots of things were done early on to, slow the spread. We did 14 days, and then we did a total of 30. And then the states have been allowed to do whatever they need to after the fact. Some of these states have gone far, far, far too far in this, quote unquote, slow the spread. Colorado being one of those. I'll talk more about this as we go on. Even the WHO, the World Health Organization, is saying that shutdowns don't work, folks. In fact, the problem with the shutdowns and the repercussions of them far outweigh what happens even with COVID. Again, folks, follow the data. It's not that we don't believe science, but what I'm saying is science isn't always correct. Science can be wrong. Follow what the data says, which is what I believe in, and you'll find that you shouldn't lose any sleep at night over COVID, especially if you're a healthy adult under the age of about 70. It really shouldn't be a big deal, and it's, by the way, not. So Jared Stepman is going to join us in a moment. American National Insurance is next. Make sure that you're not overinsured or underinsured. And by the way, Paul Leuenberger, my agent, can insure anything that you're driving or riding, for that matter. So jet skis, snowmobiles, ATVs, motorcycles, your home, you name it. Life, he can do it all. Paul Leuenberger, American National Insurance, 303-662-0789.
Get your unique vehicle insured for what you know it's worth. Paul Leuenberger with American National Insurance gives you the coverage you expect, which means you have the money to replace your vehicle when something goes wrong. Here's a real story from a customer of Paul. A brand new custom vehicle in transport was not strapped on correctly. It fell off the transport vehicle and onto the highway through no fault of the owner. Because he had insured his vehicle with Paul Leuenberger, he filed a claim and replaced the vehicle, no questions asked. In fact, American National Insurance went to bat for him against the transport company to make sure he got the coverage he expected. With any other insurance, that story might have ended very differently. Make sure your unique vehicle is insured correctly so you get the coverage you expect. Call the personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger, with American National Insurance at 303-662-0789.
Novus Auto Glass, as I said earlier, we had a great time down in Colorado Springs at the location there. Bill was a great host. We had a great time, met a lot of you, and it was a really outstanding event. But they can do anything you need when it comes to auto glass. There was a couple of people that drove in. Keep in mind, they can also take care of your fogged up headlights. So if you've got a vision issue of any kind going on, they're your vision experts. From windshields to headlights, they've got you covered. I noticed today that I've actually got a pit in the windshield of my truck. Somebody sent me a picture of that I need to get taken care of, which I will do. So I'll get Zach out here. I'll drive it down to the station. Zach will come out, fix it. It's really that easy. It's a phone call. They'll take care of the rest. Novus is Latin for innovate. Find a location near you by going to rushtoreason.com/Novus. That's Novus.
Novus means innovate. And as the original inventors of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventors of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass at rushtoreason.com/Novus, N-O-V-U-S.
Michael Bailey Law, Mobile Estate Planning, and get your estate in order. Things happen, and sometimes they happen when you least expect it. We saw some things that happened even over the weekend where there are folks today knowing exactly what I'm talking about. You just never know what tomorrow holds. Please make sure that you've left behind things in order for your family and your estate. Michael Bailey can help you with that. 720-394-6887 or find them at klzradio.com.
KLZ's mobile estate planner doesn't overcharge. Michael Bailey of Michael Bailey Law believes everyone should have an estate plan, so he doesn't want the cost to become a barrier. In many cases, like a basic will or trust, Michael Bailey charges a flat one-time fee so you don't get surprised with enormous hourly expenses after the fact. It's worth the value for a thorough, accurate estate plan that protects your loved ones well. KLZradio.com/estate, the reasonably priced attorney.
California's planned ban on gas-powered auto sales is great for Elon Musk, but it won't help the environment, headlines the Foundation for Economic Education. Kim Munson here. Tuesday, transportation and urban planning expert Randall O'Toole explains the realities of this public policy announcement. Colorado HD 9 candidate Larry Bragg notes his opponent is one of the cruel 17. Roger Edwards, RTD director candidate, shares solutions for RTD's challenges. And HD 38 incumbent Richard Champion reports what he is hearing on the campaign trail. That's Tuesday, 6 to 7 a.m., 1 to 2 p.m., and 10 to 11 p.m. right here on KLZ 560.
Want to learn how to speak clearly, effectively, and persuasively? Check out Liberty Toastmasters. Find more details at KimMunson.com. Toastmasters, where leaders are made.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Jarrett Stepman joining us now, as he does each Monday. Jarrett, welcome. How was your weekend, sir?
Thank you very much. It was great.
Yep, it was it was great, other than we had some issues here in Colorado, as you may have seen on the national news, where, I don't know, Jarrett, this continual battle from the left versus the right and the way the left is using now violence in a way, we've seen this over the years. I know today we're going to talk about Columbus Day and the changing of history and so on, but, man, at some point some of the stuff has got to stop.
Well, it's very bad. It's Colorado, it's around the country. Of course, just last night we had a lot of destruction take place in Portland, which it seems like an almost daily occurrence at this point, where there were a number of statues that were attacked and defaced, including George Washington, Abraham Lincoln, and of course Christopher Columbus for this Columbus Day and many others. But you know, it's not just about statues and property. There's been attacks on people, on human beings. I think this violence, it's shameful in a lot of big cities around the country. You're absolutely right. This does have to stop. And, you know, I do wonder, we're looking at months and months of lockdowns and stuff was going crazy, but is it going to stop as the country reopens? You know, I don't think so, especially with the signaling that we're getting from a lot of politicians who don't want to denounce, especially the radicals and the activists, the Antifa members, and people like this who really want anarchy. They want destruction and violence.
They do.
To achieve their ends. And I think that's what's really scary about this moment.
Why is it so hard, Jarrett, for some folks to see what you just said being, you know, the truth? And you know, we can segue this into talking about Columbus Day and, you know, and what it means and, you know, in the fact that there are people out there that want to change the historical side of that end of things. And I think in a lot of ways, that's what they're trying to do across the board. And let you comment, but to me, part of this change of history is so that anarchy can abound.
Yeah, it really is. I think it's not just about these larger debates over history and things like this. It's not just an academic debate, so to speak. This debate of what we are right now, and for many activists, especially many radicals, think the United States was built on terrible things, that this is a bad country fundamentally. They think it's not going to change until they bring down the system, they bring down the regime. And the way they do that is cause a maximum amount of chaos. They make people think that that the authorities are no longer going to protect them. They're going to make people think that law and order in this country is breaking down. I think if you're watching the news on a nightly basis, it does appear to be that way. And I think that's why it's so important right now that local leaders take control of their cities, that they take action when this starts to happen. You know, the Antifa, unfortunately, is not just an idea, though I do believe it's a very bad idea on top of the actual real mm-hmm. people who are out there causing this destruction on a daily basis without, I think, in many cases, an appropriate and swift response, which is what's needed. It's needed to right. show that the American people are not going to put up with this.
Well, you know, you spot on, Jarrett. And to your point, until some of these, in a lot of cases, local leaders, that's really what they are. They're either governors or they're mayors or they're, you know, commissioners, whatever the case may be. You know, the reality is until they start stepping up, I mean, eventually the feds will come in and clean house. But let's face it, the feds are waiting until things get to a point that they just know there's no other option to come in and clean house. And we shouldn't have to get to that point, Jarrett. These cities and these local governments, they've been elected to keep their citizenry and the property of their citizens. I think that's the biggest thing, too, that just continues to just grind on me, Jarrett, is the fact that it's my tax dollars that I have spent over the years as a taxpayer that own the things that these people are actually destroying. This is public property. The government owns nothing. It's all ours as taxpayers, and it just chaps my hide that they're basically tearing up my stuff.
They are, and they're tearing up the stuff of a lot of people, a lot of decent people, especially business owners who have had their businesses, first of all, damaged by the lockdowns themselves. And then literally damage, and of course you have some people I think are pretty clueless saying, well, hey, you know, people have insurance. But you know what? Building a business is a difficult thing. It's not just about collecting insurance
right.
for the destruction. You know, you have employees who now may be laid off. You have to rebuild that business from scratch in an area that's known now as one that's one of lawlessness and anarchy that people don't want to go to anymore. You know, think about the immense kind of damage that does. And I think that, you know, that's exacerbating all the problems that we currently have with the lockdowns, with the coronavirus. And now we have large parts of our cities that have been hit by anarchy and violence and destruction. You know, those places, I don't know if they're going to revive anytime soon. And that's really what's concerning about this. And this is happening around the country.
Agreed. I'll say one thing of what you just said a moment ago, too, Jarrett. The only person I've ever said make a comment that, well, they have insurance is somebody that's never paid an insurance policy and or owned a business. Because if you own a business and you write those insurance checks and you know how insurance works, you'd never make such a stupid comment.
Yeah, it does really show, I think, some of the cluelessness about how actual businesses are built and how they work, and the kind of the flippant attitude that many have toward a lot of this destruction, saying it's not actual violence. I mean, these are people's lives
right.
that are being ruined, that are being derailed,
right.
that are, I mean, people who have built these businesses who have spent a lifetime doing so just for a couple of punks who want to throw bricks through a window.
Well said.
I mean, that's what that's saying. And that's
right.
And that should be infuriating. And I think that bad also on the politicians who are, at this moment, I think, especially when those who are conflating, you know, what they say are peaceful protests and actual riots and violence, which is, look, unless you've been under a rock all these months or, frankly, listening to what the mainstream media wants to report, we have to know there's been violence and riots going on around the country and a lot of destruction that's been going on unabated during this time. And
that's
this
right.
is an unusual circumstance, and it has to be put to an end.
Well said. Well said. What would you say to somebody out there listening? We talk about Columbus Day, and there's folks out there. There's even, you know, X amount of states that have now started calling it Indigenous Peoples Day and so on. You know, what would you tell all those people out there that feel like we should no longer call it Columbus Day?
Well, I think it's absolutely vital that we stand by Columbus Day. Columbus mean so much to what this country was really built on. There's a reason why the founders called our nation's capital the District of Columbia. I mean, and even that, I think, is being called into question now. The D.C. leaders want to change that name. I think that Christopher Columbus stood so much, I think, for the bold entrepreneurial people that Americans really are and have been through our history. He was a real symbol of America, and that we are people that have come from all parts of the globe to make this great nation, one that when Columbus made his voyage could never even have dreamed of. And I think this idea that we have to simply strip Christopher Columbus and replace his day with Indigenous Peoples Day, I think it's very interesting for those who are saying, well, we need Indigenous Peoples Day. They almost never accept having both. You know, why can't we celebrate different parts of America? It's always simply about erasing Christopher Columbus, which I think is incredibly shameful. And I think, unfortunately, there has been a lot of attacks on Columbus that have been unfair and incorrect. Unfortunately, Howard Zinn's People's History of the United States, radical tract, has turned many people against the legacy of Columbus. But I think Americans do need to go on the offensive. They need to educate, especially younger Americans who have turned against Christopher Columbus. But look, we've had cities and towns around America that have been literally covering up Columbus statues or allow them to be taken down. We need more statues of Columbus. He represents so much of what makes America great, its real essence. Even though he predated America by hundreds of years, he was a symbol of what this new world would be. And I think that preserving that legacy is incredibly important. It's incredibly important to preserve this holiday. And did not step back down to the mob, essentially. And that's what's going on around the country. The mob is dictating to Americans and telling them that you can no longer celebrate Christopher Columbus. And I think it's time that Americans stand up, they battle back and say, no, we're not going to abandon the legacy. We're not going to abandon the history of our country and our civilization. We're not going to abandon it to the mob.
And really, and it is those radical activists, if you would. There's an article in the USA Today which... It's interesting that they even say that. They actually quote, sadly, in recent years, radical activists have sought to undermine Christopher Columbus's legacy. These extremists seek to replace discussion of his vast contributions with talk of failings, his discoveries with atrocities, and his achievements with transgressions. Those were quotes, by the way, of Donald Trump. I'm surprised, though, that USA Today actually reprinted what Trump said.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting. I think this attack on Columbus in particular, it's not just about Columbus as the man, and of course there's attacks on that. It's the very idea of Columbus and what he did. Mm-hmm. The reason they want to erase and replace it. It's the very origin of the United States, the country that we have today. That's what's really under attack.
Agree. Thank you. Well said. Yeah, I want to stop for a second there, Jared, because what you just said, I think, is really, really key in this whole discussion, because you're right. This isn't about Columbus. This is about the United States of America. We go back to what we were talking about a little bit ago with the anarchy that's now happening across the country in certain cities. And really, let's face it, that's really what this boils down to, Jared. This isn't about Christopher Columbus. This is about the United States of America and what it stands for.
And that's what this has all been about. This is what the war on history is about. It's uprooting Americans, American ideas, traditions, culture, all these things. I mean, that's the narrative. It was all rotten from the beginning. From the very first voyage of Columbus to today, it was all broken and rotten, and it needs to be torn down by any means necessary. And that's the message that Americans especially have been getting in 2020. That's why we have so many attacks on statues. That's why we have all these attacks on property. That's why we have all these attacks on people as well. And I think that's why Americans need to rally around their history, need to rally around the things that made this country great to begin with, the things that made us a forward-looking, incredibly entrepreneurial society, and I think really the greatest country, not just now, but in all of human history, that has preserved human liberty and flourishing like no other country has in its short existence. That's a beautiful thing that Americans, you know, need to have. It's a wake-up call to us that, you know, this is really what this debate in our time is about. This is what our battle is about. It's about preserving the essence of what America is and furthering that for the next generations that come down the line, as previous generations have done for us. And that's why we need to fight for the legacy of Columbus. We need fight for George Washington and Abraham Lincoln and all these others.
Well said. And it's funny, too, that the part of even the American Indian history that, you know, they only seem to focus on the atrocities that happened from, you know, the white man to the American Indian, which, let's face it, there we're not saying, you and I, neither one, will ever say that there weren't some of those that happened. But on the same token, let's go back even farther and make sure that everybody understands that some of those first battles that happened between the Native Americans that were on this land and the white people, that, you know, the white Europeans that had showed up, was because of England. Let's not forget that. I mean, I think that's one thing, Jarrett, that you know, it, of course, is not being taught. Most people don't even realize what I just said as being the case. But the reality is a lot of those early battles between the Indian and the Americans happened because of Britain, correct?
Absolutely. And I will say, on top of that, I think the attacks on Columbus and the settlers there were that he was violent and genocidal and pro-slavery, things like this. And they say, at the same time, we need to celebrate indigenous peoples, but indigenous peoples practice slavery. They practice genocide and violence, yeah, and all these things. And frankly, it was a lot of the ideas of Columbus, the Christianity in particular, that he brought to the New World, that made people across the globe turn against these things. The reason why today slavery, yeah, is something that, exactly, I think is universally reviled is because of those ideas that were brought to the New World that changed the world. And I think that I think is lost in the
great
whole
point.
Narrative.
Great
point. That it's simply lost.
Great point. Yeah, let's not forget that those tribes back in those days, the Indian tribes I'm talking about, would you know, create genocide upon another tribe, and if there's anybody left over, women and kids especially, they would become slaves of the other tribe. Let's not forget that, right, Jarrett?
Well, not at all. And frankly, that is what most of human history is about. It's,
yep,
it's the context of modern times, and frankly, it's the ideas that the United States of America stands for, the culmination, you know. That's what made the Declaration of Independence so noteworthy, so transformative. That's why America is as great as it is, because it rebuked all those things. But this, yeah, idea that this was simply a perfect utopia in the New World before Columbus showed up is absolutely ridiculous. And unfortunately,
well
that's
said.
What I think a lot of, especially younger Americans, believe,
yep,
because they don't know the truth. They don't have a larger context of history.
No, they watch Dances with Wolves, and they think that all of the Native Americans prior to us ever coming here were peaceful, and nothing ever happened prior to us getting here, and all the upheaval across, you know, all the continent happened just because we showed up. Nothing could be farther from the truth.
No, it couldn't be farther from the truth. And that violence and things like this is a part of human nature. And I think, you know, we are very fortunate to live in 21st century America, where we do have things like the rule of law. We do have a government of the people, by the people, for the people, a constitution. And these ideas culminated in, it was a long product of Western civilization. And of course, the founding of the United States, the founding fathers, the generations that preserved that country and made
That's
it
right.
strong, made it grow from 13 colonies to a country from sea to shining sea. That's what's remarkable in human history. That's the outlier,
yep.
not the violence and the destruction.
Well
it's,
said.
It's the peace. It's the liberty.
Well said. Again, Jarrett, thank you very much. Happy Columbus Day. Always appreciate you joining us. And this is not the first Columbus Day we've shared, so I appreciate you joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Jarrett. Appreciate it very much. Daily Signal. Find out more of Jarrett's work there or heritage.org. Ascent Health Center is up next. Dr. Julie Marchio, she joins us on Wednesdays. Give Dr. Julie a call today, though. It's ascenthealthcenter.com, 303-343-8800.
Changes in your routine shouldn't stop you from achieving your health goals. John Rush recommends Dr. Julie Marchiol of Ascent Health Center as your personal weight loss guide, giving you the confidence that you need to see real results. Dr. Julie wants to provide, enable, and assist you in developing your highest quality of life. As she coaches you through the HCG diet program, you will start to see significant weight loss without starving yourself. HCG is a hormone that uses non-essential fat for energy. The homeopathic-based HCG diet teaches your body to burn excess fat first, leaving behind only the fat that your body really needs. Call Ascent Health Center in Lowry or Inglewood now. Schedule a free consultation with Dr. Julie to check your BMI and resting calorie burn. Call 303-343-8800 or visit rushtoreason.com to find Dr. Julie now. Get the support you need to achieve the goal that you've been dreaming about.
John Rush believes there's no such thing as normal. You always need to stay focused on the future, and this current environment is no different. The only difference now is that you have a rare opportunity to beat your competition as they stay stuck in survival mode. Not one of John's small business clients shut down during the quarantine. And believe it or not, none of them has seen a drop in overall revenue compared to last year. hire John, and stay focused on the future. RushToReason.com.
When politicians want to raise taxes, they're supposed to give you a say in the matter. They're not supposed to sidestep the law and make you pay more without your approval. But that's exactly what politicians are doing. And that's why we need Proposition 117. Proposition 117 gives us, the taxpayers, a voice. It allows us to vote on large fee increases, which we all know are just hidden taxes. For far too long, politicians in Colorado have raised the cost of car registrations, health insurance, and even hospital stays without giving voters a choice. They get away with it by calling their cost increases fees instead of tax hikes. Voting yes on Proposition 117 would change that and stop the hidden tax hikes. Vote yes on Proposition 117 to give Coloradans the voice they deserve. Paid for by Unite for Colorado. Katie Kennedy, registered agent.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining me today. I had a text message a moment ago asking me where I get the 6% number when it comes to, you know, the actual COVID deaths in the country. That's a CDC number, folks. They came out not long ago and said that about 94% of COVID deaths had at least 2.42, I don't know, it's not in front of me, but 2.4, 2.6 comorbidities at the time of death. In fact, a lot of things have even been listed a COVID death if they fell off of a bridge or got killed in a car accident and had COVID. So, yeah, you can go look that up. And I don't want to belabor this because we could talk COVID the rest of the show. I am one that believes the data. Go look at the data. It'll tell you exactly what's going on with COVID. And it's a lot to do about nothing. If you're elderly and you're compromised, yes, be careful, just like you would with anything else, any other seasonal flu even. You're going to be careful of that. I'm going to be careful if somebody has got a cold. I don't want to catch a cold, so I'm going to be careful around somebody that's even got that. So just be careful and use common sense. There's a great article, by the way, townhall.com, written by Wayne Allen Root. We used to have Wayne on quite a bit before the last election in 2016, and Wayne, you know, came on quite a bit back in that day. And Wayne's got a great article out talking about the polls. And it's opinion. It's an opinion piece, but it's titled Fake Poll Alert, Proof That Biden Is Not Winning. Because right now, all you hear in every poll that's coming out from every major news organization is Biden's ahead, Biden's ahead, Biden's ahead. Wayne Allen Root says, I was right in 2016 in regards to the polls and where Trump is at. I'm not going to read the whole article to you. You don't have that kind of time. But he says, I'll be right again on November 3rd. Despite all the faulty polls showing double-digit loss, I believe President Trump is on his way to a landslide electoral victory, slightly bigger than in 2016, and I can prove it. First, the election looks like a carbon copy of 2016. Every poll back then showed Trump headed for disaster, but I had a secret weapon. I called it the taxi poll. By the way, we interviewed Wayne Allen Root when he talked about this taxi poll back then. His buddy drove a taxi in Vegas. Every person who got in the taxi was told, I'm doing a poll. It's 100% confidential. I don't even know your name, so tell me who you're voting for. The results were overwhelmingly for Trump. I knew then what was about to happen. He says, today I have what I call the trucker's poll. It's not just my trucker fans. It's my fans who drive cross-country in their RVs. All of them report the same phenomena. And by the way, I can attest this as well because some of you have sent me pictures along these lines. In middle America, there are thousands and thousands of Trump lawn signs, but where are the Biden signs? There are almost none to be found. Folks, understand this. What polls say doesn't matter. What people say to pollsters doesn't matter. What matters is only the votes of people in a few key battleground states, in particular Florida and the Midwestern states of Ohio, Michigan, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Pennsylvania. My fans tell me these states are 100% Trump country. In small towns and outer suburbs, you can't find any support for Biden. It's 2016 squared after what Trump has done for the U.S. economy and manufacturing jobs and to win the trade war with China. He's a hero. People may not tell it to pollsters, but Trump is the king of the Midwest. But wait, there's more. The media quotes nonstop any poll that shows Trump losing by double digits, but I never heard a word about the Democracy Institute Sunday Express poll from this week that showed Trump beating Biden 46-45% and winning almost all battleground states by a healthy margin. The poll didn't oversample Democrats by a mile, as most other polls do, and polled only likely voters. Likely voters in battleground states are all that matters. Or the Poll Watch poll released this week that shows Trump winning nationally in battleground states In the Electoral College, Trump dominates on the two issues that matter the most to Americans, the economy and law and order. Or have you heard that the real clear politics battleground average, Trump is slightly ahead of where he was this time in 2016? Most importantly, a new Gallup poll shows 56% of Americans say they're better off now under Trump than they were 4 years ago under then-President Barack Obama and then-Vice President Joe Biden. Every expert knows what clinches elections. It's the economy, stupid. A solid majority of Americans feel better off today than 4 years ago despite COVID. You think they're voting for Biden? That's a question mark, by the way. By the way, that 56% is the highest number in history of Gallup asking, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? Ronald Reagan got 44% in the Gallup poll and won the election in a landslide. Trump is at 56%. Folks, we'll talk more about this as we go through the next 2 hours and even tomorrow with Andy. But I had a text this morning from my mom, love my mom dearly, that said, the news says Trump's campaign is crumbling. I said, well, Mom, don't believe everything you see on the news. Do I believe the Trump campaign could do some things differently and maybe do things better? I thought they could have done better in the last debate. Do I feel like the campaign is crumbling, though? No, I don't feel like the campaign is crumbling. You know, do I feel like it's been derailed? Not at all. Do they have time to straighten up some of the things that even happened in the last debate? I think you're going to see a lot of that get straightened out this week. Andy and I talked about that on Friday. And by the way, our Friday guest, Mark Smith, who's much more of an expert in this area than I am, believes wholeheartedly in a landslide victory, even now, this election. Where do you stand? Let me know. Send me a text message, 307-200-8222. I'm with Wayne Allen Root. I still see Trump winning. Do I see it as a landslide? I don't know about that yet. I will give you my opinion as we move a little bit further along. But up next, we've got Enchanted Kitchens. Now, I said this last week after interviewing Enchanted Kitchens, and I will remind you again, if you would like your kitchen done by Christmas, not Thanksgiving, folks, by Christmas, you need to get going now. So, go to klzradio.com or call 303-376-7588 to get that kitchen by December, 303-376-7588.
Transform your kitchen into a place where you and your guests want to be. The design team at Enchanted Kitchens loves hearing from their clients once they start enjoying their new space. They hear all the time that people start cooking more often, spending more time in the kitchen. Your kitchen becomes the place where kids and grandkids naturally gather to chat. All of those little details, which you and the Enchanted Kitchens design team plan out so thoughtfully ahead of time, work together to create a space that feels comfortable and inviting, so everyone gravitates toward the kitchen more often. Many clients even say they spend more time at home because they enjoy their houses more. Your kitchen becomes the place where you and your guests want to be. You have time to transform your kitchen before the holidays, but you need to begin now. Mention Rush to Reason for a free in-home design consultation. klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. All right, real quick, also over the weekend, debate moderator Steve Scully got in a little trouble with his Twitter account. He claims it was hacked, which, by the way, I think is the typical left response when they do something that they shouldn't have done. He responded to Scaramucci, "Should I respond to Trump?" That was his quote. And there was a lot of backlash that came out over the weekend. Let's just say this. He would not be a good debate moderator. He is very much on the side of Joe Biden. He is against Donald Trump, has said so publicly numerous times. Why in the world he even made the list is beyond me, but I'm not in charge. All right, let's do this. If you're listening to our replay hour, thank you very much. We do appreciate it. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. Otherwise, hour number two is next. Our first guest up is William Gein, and we're going to talk about illegal immigration fighters that are running for Congress. We'll be back, talk about that. Hour number two is next. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.